More than a dozen cities that contract with the Orange County Sheriff's Department are rethinking that arrangement. City officials have been complaining about rising costs and whether it would be more cost-effective to pool their resources, perhaps, and even create a regional force of their own. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with today's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Give us an idea of which cities are having these conversations in the OC.
It's basically all of South County, all the cities south of Lake, south of Irvine, going down, you know, San Juan Capistrano, San Clemente, the Little Lagunas, except for Laguna Beach, Mission Viejo, Lake Forest, Rancho Santa Margarita. And then in North County, you have the small city of Villa Park, Yorba Linda, and then Stanton. So 13 cities at all that contract with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. And they're saying it's too expensive. It's way too expensive. You guys are putting more and more costs on us. And we're, at the very least, all these cities voted to issue a memorandum of understanding where they're going to do a study just seeing, okay, how's our contract with them? What can we do? And, you know, the Sheriff's Department is none too pleased.
So let's unpack all that for just a minute and ask the question, why do these cities in the first place enter into these agreements? I mean, don't most cities have their own police departments?
Yeah, it all deals with the history of the development of Orange County. So the reason why the Sheriff's Department covers so much of South County, because up until about 25 years ago, most of South County was still county land. It was mostly unincorporated. So, you know, so once these small cities like, say, Rancho Santa Margarita or Laguna Niguel, they just kept with the people that were taking care of them, the Sheriff's Department. Then in the past, San Clemente used to have its own police department, but they disbanded because, ironically enough, back in the day, they wanted to save on costs, and they going with the Sheriff's Department at the time would actually mean that they would save more. Same thing with Stanton. Stanton used to have its own police department, but it also the city council disbanded it to go with the sheriff specifically because it was lower cost. I can't remember the dates on those, but this all happened within the 90s, even last decade as well.
This is about costs. Where is all that money that they're investing in the Sheriff's Department going, and what are they complaining about?
That's a good question. So the cost has risen about a third in the past decade and about 26% just in about the past 5 to 6 years. And so the cities are all complaining in general, but some have very specific complaints. So, for instance, the city of Mission Viejo, the city council there are saying, like, look, we don't need a SWAT team. We're a, you know, pretty safe city. Most of our calls that we give to you guys are like vandalism and like domestic assault. So why should we be paying into, in our payments, why should any of that money be going to a SWAT team when we don't use it at all. Another big complaint that's been going on, this one's an interesting one, helicopters. The Sheriff's Department over the past couple of years, they've been buying helicopters. And so same thing with the South County cities. They're saying like, hey, look, we're pretty safe. We don't need sheriff's patrols over our areas. We don't have a lot of high-speed pursuits or anything like that. We're not like some of the cities, you know, in North County that has more crime and would need that. So this is interesting because you assume, you know, because you have the low crime rate that these cities would say, hey, the Sheriff's Department's doing a great deal. But when more and more of these resources, for instance, Laguna Woods, which is a retirement, mostly the retirement community of Leisure World, 50% of their budget goes to the Sheriff's Department. And, you know, we will make stereotypes about the population of Laguna Woods, but let's just say they don't really need as much of a police presence as other cities.
How is this reflecting, Gustavo, on an already beleaguered Sheriff Sandra Hutchins?
Oh, my Lord. What a bad year for Sheriff Hutchins, who, of course, is not seeking re-election next year because she's going to retire. You had the snitch scandal. You have, you know, just very, of course, the jail breakout the year before and the aftermath of that. And now on top of this, if this is her legacy, if this is the last thing that happens, and I still don't think that these cities are ultimately going to create their own regional force because that would be way too much money. It just, and you know, the Sheriff's Department will fight as much as possible to keep that contract. But still, this is unthinkable. This scenario was unthinkable a decade ago in South County, especially the most conservative, the wealthiest, the most pro-cop area of Orange County, to be issuing such a public and stinging criticism of the Sheriff's Department. It's unheard of. But hey, this is the new Orange County we're living in.
Gustavo Arellano with today's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.